Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are reaching out, asking for help with something that feels really challenging right now. Your little one grabs toys, doesn't want to wait for their turn, and it can feel overwhelming. I want you to know something important. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being difficult. They're learning one of life's most complex skills, and I'm here to help you understand what's really happening in that beautiful, growing brain of theirs. Let me share something the magic book taught me about children ages 3 and 4. At this age, your child's brain is developing so many incredible things all at once. They're learning language, they're discovering their independence, they're figuring out how to be a friend. But here's the thing. The part of their brain that helps them wait, that helps them think about someone else's feelings, that helps them control those immediate impulses, that part is still growing. It's like a garden that's just been planted. The seeds are there, the potential is amazing, but it takes time, sunshine, and gentle care to bloom. Research from child development experts shows us something wonderful. When your 3 or 4 year old grabs a toy, they're not being selfish. Their brain is literally learning how to pause between wanting something and taking it. That pause, that's impulse control, and it develops gradually over years, not days. The National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that children who are learning to share and take turns need patient, consistent support from the adults who love them. And that's you, my friend. You're exactly the right person to help your child learn this skill. Here's what the magic book wants you to know. Sharing and turn-taking aren't just about being polite. They're about your child's developing brain learning to hold two ideas at the same time. I want this toy and my friend wants this toy. Both things can be true. That's actually a really sophisticated skill. When your child is 3 or 4, they're just beginning to understand that other people have feelings and wants that are different from theirs. This is called theory of mind, and it's one of the most beautiful developments in early childhood. So what can you do to help? The magic book and the research both point to the same gentle strategies. First, model sharing in your own life. When your child sees you sharing your snack, taking turns choosing the music, waiting patiently in line, they're learning from you. Children learn more from what we do than what we say. Second, coach them in the moment with warmth and patience. When you see your child grab a toy, you can gently say, "Your friend was still playing with that." Let's ask if they're ready to share. You're teaching them the words and the process. Third, celebrate every tiny step forward. When your child waits even for 5 seconds when they ask instead of grabbing, when they offer to take turns, acknowledge it. You waited so patiently, or you used your words to ask. Those moments of recognition help your child's brain connect the dots. And here's something really important. Create opportunities for cooperative play where sharing feels joyful instead of forced. The magic book showed me a beautiful story about this. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover a magical arcade where the games only create beautiful, shimmering light patterns when the players listen carefully to each other and take turns. When Leo and Mia try to play alone or rush through without listening, the lights fade and the magic disappears. But when they cooperate, when they take turns and really pay attention to each other, the whole arcade fills with the most amazing colors and patterns that neither of them could create alone. This story shows children something wonderful. Cooperation isn't about giving up what you want. It's about creating something even more magical together. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own turn-taking games at home. Maybe you build a block tower together, taking turns adding blocks. Maybe you create art together, taking turns choosing colors. When cooperation creates something special, your child experiences the joy of sharing, not just the rule of sharing. The research tells us something else that's really important. Children learn sharing and turn-taking best in the context of warm, trusting relationships. When your child feels safe with you, when they know you understand them, when they trust that you're on their side, they're much more willing to try these new, hard skills. Doctor Jeannie Ho, a professor of early childhood education, says that teachers and parents can promote children's social and emotional health by establishing trusting relationships, created when we express warmth, affection, and respect. Your child needs to know that even when they're learning and making mistakes, you still love them completely. Here's what I want you to remember, my friend. Every time your child grabs a toy, Every time they struggle to wait, every time they say mine with that determined little voice, they're not being bad. They're being three. They're being four. They're being exactly what they're supposed to be at this age. A child who is learning, growing, and developing the skills they'll need for a lifetime of friendship and cooperation. Your job isn't to make them perfect right now. Your job is to be their patient guide, their warm supporter, their safe place to practice these hard new skills. The magic book reminds me that every child learns at their own pace. Some children naturally share more easily. Some children need more time and practice. Both are completely normal. Both are beautiful. Your child is on their own unique journey, and you get to walk beside them with love and patience. When you feel frustrated, and you will because you're human, take a deep breath. Remember that this is temporary. Remember that your child is learning. Remember that you're doing a wonderful job. I also want you to know that it's okay to set gentle boundaries while your child is learning. You can say, "I see you both want the blue car. Let's set a timer. You can have it for 5 minutes, then it's your friend's turn." You're teaching them that waiting has an end, that turns are fair, that everyone gets a chance. You can also have special toys that don't need to be shared. Your child's favorite stuffed animal, their special blanket, these can be just theirs. This actually helps them feel more secure about sharing other things. The Book of Inara has many stories that help with sharing, cooperation, and friendship. The Harmony Arcade Adventure is perfect for this age, showing that cooperation creates magic. You can find it in our app, and I think your child will love seeing Leo and Mia discover that listening to each other makes everything more beautiful. Stories are such powerful teachers because children can see themselves in the characters, practice the skills in their imagination, and then bring those lessons into their real life. So here's what I want you to take away from our time together today. Your child is not being difficult. They're developing. Sharing and turn-taking are complex skills that take years to fully develop. You can help by modeling, coaching gently in the moment, celebrating small steps, and creating joyful opportunities for cooperation. Trust the process. Trust your child. Trust yourself. You are exactly the parent your child needs, and they are so lucky to have you guiding them with such love and care. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together, remember that every challenge is a chance for your child to grow, and every moment of patience you offer is a gift that will bloom in their heart for years to come. You've got this. With love and starlight, Inara.